Hey. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend, and you're not a lunatic, weirdo, or a sort of bad guy or girl, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. You have the opportunity to let 53 countries hear what's on your mind. And hopefully it's not in the mind of another.
That's right.
I'm talking about brains. Modern thought, right? Right. Oh, no, but we welcome all phone calls here.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can still call.
Constitutional questions, biblical questions. The correlation, the origination, it's like what Mr. Andrew Jackson rightly said, that our republic rests upon the Bible, or the Bible rests upon the republic. Mm-hmm. He's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Sure
so,
does.
Anyways, did you guys know that the Beatles, for all you burnt hippies out there that might be listening right now, did you know that when they were looking for a record deal, they were actually rejected, and they... We're told that guitar groups are on their way out.
Yeah, those electric guitars.
Isn't that crazy? I'm trying to convey to you, friends, never give up. Never give up. I wish that guy would have been right, though, to be honest with you. Because they exemplify everything that the world has to offer. Did you know that the drummer, this is a case in point, this is a fact. The drummer was too good looking for the other three guys, so they got rid of him and brought on Ringo. That's a fact. And then he went back to sue the band. Did you guys know that? Yeah. Did you guys know that? I'm using natural analogies to teach you spiritual things, friends. David Lee Roth of Van Halen, did you know that he just about gave up on the band? Because the band was going nowhere. It was just doing a club circuit in L.A.? And they just got so sick and tired of it. It got to the point where he said, I've had it, guys. And then all of a sudden, here comes a guy named Gene Simmons, the bass player for the band called Kiss. Endorses them. The next thing you know, back in the 70s, boy, I was just a little kid running around in, well, I can't say poopy diapers, because I think I'm probably the only kid that never...
You never did.
...filled his drawers that
That's
way.
Awesome.
No? Yeah.
I've heard that...
My mom said I always had a clean bottom.
Very nice.
Yes.
That's a good thing to be said.
Case in point... David Lee Roth just about missed his breakthrough. I mean, he's another band. Natural analogy. Don't even like using the analogies, but most of you people out there will get it. Maybe some of you 80s dogs or your 90 dogs. You guys all remember David Coverdale, the singer for Whitesnake? Did you know that he didn't get his breakthrough until he was 45 years old? He wasn't a rock star until he was 45 years old. It reminds me of the story told about the man that's out there digging and digging and digging and digging for gold. Gold rush out west. Gets to the point where he's so sick and tired, he just gives up. Guy comes in, picks up his little lot of land that he was digging on.
His claim.
Yep, his claim, and he starts digging, and guess what? Within a week, folks, he understood gold. What the whole gold rush was all about, because he struck gold. Don't give up, friends. Never give up. And yet we see this all the time in this country. Listen to what Hudson Taylor said. He said, I found that there are three stages in every great work of God. First, it is impossible, then it is difficult, then it is done. First, it is impossible, then it is difficult, then it is done. What about John Quincy Adams, the son of John Adams, the second president of these United States? John Quincy Adams said, patience and perseverance have a magical effect before which difficulties disappear and obstacles vanish.
Oh, I like
that. Isn't that awesome, dude?
I did like
that. I totally love that train of thought. Let me tell you what Scripture says, and I'm going to get back to these natural analogies. Romans 2:7, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. If you haven't seen the documentary of John Adams, friends, I suggest that you get it. because exactly the topic that I'm talking about, that is one man that never gave up. And he sacrificed everything in giving us what we have today.
That's right.
Everything. And if it wasn't for these guys, we wouldn't have what we have today.
You got it. It was a sacrifice. Seems like nothing good comes. But
I'm so sorry, dude, but I can't see the end of that. Can you read that for me really quick? At the end of the Declaration of Independence, they put everything up on the altar.
Oh, these things which independent states may have a right to do, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence,
yep,
we mutually
thank you
pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and sacred honor.
That's right. 56 guys, friends, that believed, that never gave up, that stood up against all odds, and God gave them the victory, didn't he? Yes, he did.
Can I whittle it down even a little bit more from that?
Whittle it down.
What caused the Continental Congress to get together in the first place was the political agitators called the Sons of Liberty.
Yes.
It was Sam Adams, James Otis, John Hancock, because they were literally, the British Empire was squashing the colony of Boston and Massachusetts. They complained enough, and their brothers, who were Christian men and enlightened by the word, knew what was going on was wrong. So they got them all together. The first Congress, they decided, well, we're going to send a letter to the king. Because, see, the other colonies hadn't experienced the tyranny that the British colony, or excuse me, that Boston had. So they wrote a letter to the king, and he sent back a threat to them. How dare you write me this letter?
Yep,
I'll
yep
put all of your heads in the
olive
box
branch.
That's right. And yep then all of a sudden they realize, wait a minute, if he can do this to Boston and Massachusetts, he'll do this to us yeah as quickly as he did it to them. And he's not relenting. And they responded.
And what did Ben Franklin say?
God after, bless the king.
No. What did Samuel Adams say?
Yeah.
He said, in proper woe unto the king.
That's right.
And then what did Benjamin Franklin say right after that?
God bless the king. Who else could bring a spirit of unanimity amongst
that's
so many
right
differing opinions?
Yeah, he said either we're going to hang separately or surely we're going to hang.
Yep. Either we'll hang together or surely we will hang separately.
And he's exactly right.
Yep.
And they did. And we're walking in the liberty
right
today that they stood for, regardless, even when it came down to their life.
Yep.
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto destruction, perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. Folks, let me say this. People perish for the lack of vision. What happens is people perish too often right before their vision is fulfilled. And that's the word of God, friends. And I'm giving you natural analogies. Here, let me give you another one. There was a lady named Florence Chadwick, and she was the first woman. She was actually the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. And on the 4th of July in 1951, she attempted to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast. Now, she had an obstacle. It was a dense fog, which lay over the entire area, making it impossible for her to see the land, the end of her faith. After about 15 hours in the water and within a half a mile of her goal, Chadwick gave up. She said, I can't do it. Later, she told a reporter, look, I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen the land, I might have made it. And not long afterward, she attempted the feat again. And I'll give you the end of that story when we come right back.
Of Gooden.
After this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Biblical or constitutional questions. Or interject your thoughts. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. America, don't give up. Don't give up. You got too much to fight for. Be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Chadwick was the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions, and on the 4th of July in 1951, she attempted to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast. A dense fog lay over the entire area, making it impossible for her to see the land. After about 15 hours in the water and within a half a mile of her goal, Chadwick gave up. Just about there, but she gave up. Later, she told a reporter, "Look, I'm not excusing myself, but if I had seen the land, I might have made it." Not long afterwards, she attempted the feat again. Once more, a misty veil obscured the coastline, and she couldn't see the shore. But this time, she made it because she kept reminding herself that the land was there. That's called faith, friends. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'll tell you how you walk by faith, friends. You close your eyes to reason. That's what you do. Close your eyes to reason when you walk by faith. She kept a vision in her mind, did Florence Chadwick, of where she was to go and what she was expecting. With that confidence, she bravely swam and swam. By the way, she was, did you, this is a fact. She had to stop at certain times and points and intervals during the swim because of sharks were swarming around her. Huh? Did I just polish that one? I think I did. Okay. She kept a vision in her mind as to where she was to go. With that confidence, she bravely swam on and achieved her goal. In fact, she broke the men's record by 2 hours.
Woo!
Because she never gave up.
Amen.
Yeah.
I love that.
You ought to know when you have a professional guitar player, when he makes mistakes, nobody else knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that works?
I believe it.
Well, you know it.
That's for sure. You know, I've experienced.
Van Gogh sold only one painting during his life, and this to a sister of one of his friends for 400 francs. That'd be approximately $50. But this didn't stop him from completing over 800 paintings.
Hmm. I think I heard of that guy, Van Gogh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think a lot of his paintings are priceless nowadays.
They are.
Yet he could only sell one in his lifetime.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that the Joker that cut off his ear because he got real weird? Is that Van Gogh?
It could be. I didn't pay much attention in those type of classes.
Maybe those are the kind of guys that can't buy guns, according to Obama and his administration, those that cut off their ears because they're in love with somebody and they send it to them. That's pretty weird stuff.
That is bizarre.
That's in part losing your head over something.
Oh, he's losing his head.
Good. Yeah. Literally, I mean, piece of his ear.
Part of his ear.
It was Van Gogh. It was Van Gogh. Yeah, it was. See, that's why people listen to the Sons of Liberty, because very rarely, I can't even think of a time that we've been wrong.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we always stand on our documents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why nobody
agree
ever...
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing to debate, is there, friends? Because it's right in front of us. Yeah. There's nothing to talk about. Let's talking about never giving up, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Never giving up.
Never give up.
Yeah. Maybe you're asking yourself the question, why are you still here after 12 years?
I've been given that nickname before, as a matter of fact.
I'll tell you why. It's not me never giving up on you. It's your parents never giving up the cash to keep
never
you around.
Give up the cash.
Thank you,
Mom. I love you.
As a young man, Abraham Lincoln went to war, a captain, and returned a private. Well, that's called demotion. Afterwards, he was a failure as a businessman. As a lawyer in Springfield, he was too impractical and temperamental to be a success, probably because of the way he looked. He turned to politics, the science of government, that's that word, friends, definition, and was defeated in his first try for the legislature. Again, defeated in his first attempt to be nominated for Congress. Defeated in his application to be commissioner of the General Land Office. Defeated in the senatorial election of 1854. Defeated in his efforts for vice presidency in 1856. And defeated in the senatorial election of 1858. At about that time, he wrote in a letter to a friend, "I am now the most miserable man living. If what I feel were equally distributed to the whole human family, there would be no..." That's what he said. He said, "There would not be one cheerful face on the earth." But we're talking about the man that stayed the course and became the president. Love him or hate him.
Uh-huh.
Love him or hate him.
Two terms.
Became the president of the United States. Here. What about this guy? He failed sixth grade. Here's another interesting point about your founding forefathers that I didn't hit over the week last week, friends. George Washington never graduated the eighth grade. For those graduating in public schools, let's do the parallel. And look at the genius and the intellect of our forefathers. We talked about that last week. Go on podcast. Check out Friday's show.
That's right.
You want to talk about some smart dudes? Wow.
Yeah. And all of Harvard, all of Yale could not have duplicated the anointing that was on his life and done what he did.
No. But today, 700,000 kids and students in public schools that graduate in this country every year cannot even read their diplomas.
Yep.
So when you get a diploma from high school, that's not an accomplishment. That's called shooting for the floor, not the stars. You can't even read your diploma, and you're happy you got the diploma. And keep in mind, government is making sure that your kids get to public school.
That's the
dummy
problem.
Down.
That's the
right.
Problem.
Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Go ahead.
They're not government's kids. Who's responsible for a child's education is the parents.
Yes.
And the parents can. Now, this happened because there's the one-room schoolhouses. The parents collectively come together as a county or maybe a small town, and they provide education for the children. But they are directly involved. They are the school board, and they determine. There was none of the state mandatory curriculum,
baloney.
Federal curriculum. Who loves their kids more, the state or the parents?
Well, what we're seeing today, 86% of those that send their kids to public schools are actually the conservatives that are complaining about this government.
Yep.
So who's the hypocrites?
Right.
The parents sending their kids to public schools.
As they complain, but they complain.
Can't get away from that.
Right.
Okay. Let's get back on course here. This man failed sixth grade. He was subsequently defeated in every election for public office until he became prime minister at the age of 62. He later wrote, "Never give in, never give in, never, never, never. And nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never, never, never give up." Who was that?
Mr. Churchill?
That was Brother Churchill.
Brother Churchill.
Winston Churchill. Love him or hate him.
He failed the sixth grade.
Yes. This guy, a teacher said, was too stupid to learn anything.
Yeah.
He was fired from his first two jobs for being non-productive. As an inventor, he made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb. When a reporter asked him, "How did it feel to fail 1,000 times?" Thomas Edison replied, "I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps."
Yes!
Yes.
That is so awesome.
It is. Folks, this is all spiritual stuff.
Awesome.
Laid out in natural analogies. What about this guy? I can't believe how fast time goes. Well, can you imagine what the listener's going through? No, I got to have more. Well, you can have more. You can be a part of it.
That's right.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This guy didn't speak until he was 4 years old and didn't read until he was seven. His parents thought he was subnormal, and one of his teachers described him as mentally slow, unsociable, and adrift forever in foolish dreams. He was expelled from school and was refused admittance to Zurich Polytechnic School. He did eventually learn to speak and read, even to do a little math. That guy's name was Albert Einstein. Isn't that amazing? You know what they did with a guy like that? And the guy like the one before? Yeah, they had to put him on meds, which are dangerous psychotropic drugs, friends. Boy, does the pharmaceutical companies make hundreds of millions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people.
But it's about the good, you know, it's about
all these new illnesses, and we didn't have these problems when you used to chastise your kids. Yep. Now the state wants to get in there and say, you can't touch your kids. It's not for them to say. They don't belong to state friends. And then what do? They say, no, we'll put them on meds. Mm-hmm. Dangerous street drugs back in the 50s.
Where more money is spent on marketing than is on research for these drugs.
Well, sure. It shows you what it's about. Always the Benjamins. Yep. Always the Bennies. Okay? What about this guy? He said he was looking for men that didn't know that the job couldn't get done. He failed and went broke 5 times before he succeeded. Henry Ford. Folks talking about never giving up. Never, never, never give up. Just make sure that your eyes are on the author and the finisher of your faith, that being Jesus Christ, through repentance. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Read the moral law of God, His Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, and repent. And put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Is that difficult? Read His Word daily. Grow up in Him. That's how it works. And it's the power of the Holy Ghost that does the changing and the transforming as you purge yourself in obedience to Him. I go on. Wow. Now, this guy was struggling just to get started. Its owners offered all the rights to Western Union for $100,000. The offer was disdainfully rejected with a pronouncement, what use could this company make of an electric toy? Bell Telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Man, dummies, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what about this one? I love this. He handled the violin awkwardly and preferred playing his own compositions instead of improving his technique. His teacher called him hopeless as a composer. And of course, you know that he wrote 5 of his greatest symphonies while completely deaf. Who's that? Beethoven. Brooks, who cares what the world has to say? It's what God has to say that matters the most. And what happens when we read Scripture? He says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So stand up and prove God right in Jesus Christ. Not outside of Jesus Christ. That's where failure lies. Got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio. Last shout out, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Constitutional Biblical Questions. I got a question, and if someone can answer this, I'll go ahead and give them a free disc. Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, DVD version.
And it rocked.
Price of Leadership. You'll love it.
Everybody I talked to about that DVD, by the way, said it was very, very well put together.
Well,
short,
how could it
to
be?
The pump, to the pump.
No, to the pump. That's good. Well, that's where you guys are at.
That's right, the gas
time, right?
Pumps. That's
see,
right.
See, what you just did is
I
you
brought
just
it
took
to the pump
yes.
okay. with me, and then
yeah.
the people got it.
Correct.
But it is. It's a fantastic it documentary,
is.
And it shows
so this
you
is my question. Okay.
Leadership.
Is it proper to say, egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white? Is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white? And if you can answer me, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. I'll give you a free desk. Okay?
I think that's fair.
I think it is, too. I think people should show us how brilliant they really are. Or what about this one? Last week we asked the question, what's the name of the president on the $100 bill?
Yeah.
Boy, they just...
A lot of smart people out there.
Mm-hmm. out there. But my question is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white? And if you can give me the right answer, I'll give you a free disc. Is that cool?
And I've got another one, too.
What?
If they can name what mouse walks on 2 feet. And then I have one more question after that. But that will start it off.
I know what mouse has 2 feet and he walks on 2 feet. Do so, you want... Well, you kind of got me curious now.
All right. Can you give it a
well,
shot?
I think you're a little bit too big for your britches there.
Okay. My britches are too big. I did have to roll them.
Yes.
My britches are too big for me, actually.
Okay. That's true.
Most of my britches are.
Let's get back to the point here.
But no, which mouse walks on 2 feet?
I think I know this. And if you're going to try to humiliate me on the radio, I'm going to fire you.
Because there'll be a second question, and we'll let the caller call in to say that one.
Mickey.
Mickey Mouse, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, for the callers, what duck walks on 2 feet? Callers, 1-877-807-9977.
Yeah.
Name the duck that walks on 2 feet. 1-877-807-9977.
Well, they should be, if they can remember that phone number, they should be able to answer the question
for
you.
Sure.
Okay. Daniel Boone was once asked by a reporter if he had ever been lost in the wilderness.
That's awesome.
Boone thought for a moment and replied, "No, but I was once bewildered for about 3 days."
That's awesome.
In 1954, Jimmy Denny, manager of the Grand Ole Opry, fired Elvis Presley after one performance. He told Presley, "You ain't going nowhere, son. You ought to go back to driving a truck." The most public person ever in the history of mankind. And besides Jesus Christ, of course. Isn't that crazy?
That's right.
Now, I got to tell you a story because for those that didn't know, in Nashville, there was a flood a couple of years back and pretty much flooded out the Grand Ole Opry. And we were at Cracker Barrel, me and my wife, right next to Grand Ole Opry because we were doing a new video for JunkyardProfit.com, JunkyardProfit.com. I'm the drummer for that band. And there was a black dude, and he kept staring at me. And I thought, well, what's the problem here? You know, I mean, it was almost like uncomfortable. He wasn't like being rude or mean. He was just like, dude, why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer, one of those kind of deals. And so all of a sudden I said, honey, I'm going to go to the bathroom really quick. And my kids and my wife are there. And I come back from the bathroom and that black dude's standing there talking to my wife. And I walk up to him and he says, you're really blessed. And I said, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was kind of kicking it back on him, just like, dude, what's the issue here? And he smiled at me and I seen a space between his two teeth. And lo and behold, I said, what are you doing? It was Charlie Pride. Mm-hmm. He was actually going to be singing at the Grand Ole Opry that night for the grand opening after they restored the old one or built the old one, which would be a brand new one. Mm-hmm. And he was the coolest guy. And when I was a little kid, my mom used to listen to Charlie Pride. So I thought that was pretty cool to interject here due to the fact that. And remember the one high school that
Grand
we did?
Opry.
Yeah. Remember, we actually did a high school assembly program in Memphis, Tennessee.
First Assembly of God.
That's right. And it was the was that one of the two Christian schools that we've done out of the 336 that we've done?
Yep.
Yeah, the rest are more public schools. Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
And we get done doing the assembly program, and lady comes up to us, and I'm sorry, a guy comes up to us, which just happened to be Reaver's son, Dave Reaver's son, the famous evangelist that was blown up in Vietnam. His son comes up to us. He's a youth pastor at the church, and he said, I suppose you want to meet
Dixie.
And we said, who's Dixie? And Dixie was the secretary at the church that Elvis wanted to marry.
And asked her dad if he could get engaged to her. And dad said, no, that's not happened. I can't remember the exact reason why. But later
he was
on
way ahead of his time. I mean, everything he did was just
kind of
bizarre.
He's kind of a strange boy. But later on in his life, he confided in her, and she gets tours or she gets interviews from all over the world, usually on the anniversary.
So we went to Graceland because Priscilla wanted to meet us.
Yep.
And when we went to Graceland, we open up a book, and guess who the first person was that in that book?
Yep.
Was Elvis and Dixie, which was I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
How many times has that happened?
Yep.
Really cool
pretty
stuff.
Divine.
No, it was. It really was. But it's interesting where she was at. Case in point with Elvis Presley. For those that didn't know, Elvis Presley was, as his wife said, was supposed to be a preacher, and he knew it, and he chose not to do it because he said too many people would lose their jobs if he ever went to that. But where God verified the truth of the anointing in Elvis Presley's life was he won 3 Grammys for doing what? And the only place that he won his Grammys for was for doing what, friends? The Gospels. Do you remember back in 1973, I was just a little kid. I watched videos. I didn't watch it when I was back. You know, I was a little kid back then. I didn't know the difference anyways. Who's this guy with that hair job? By the way, his hair job came from a comic magazine. And just think that, yeah, it came from a comic. His hair, the way he had it laid out. But he started doing that, and then the country started to copy everything he did.
Oh, yes.
It all came from a comic book. The joke's on you, right?
That's right.
And, but back to Elvis, when he did a event in Hawaii, there was over 1.3 billion people on the globe that watched him do a concert out of Hawaii. Some people put up a sign, Elvis is the king. Elvis Presley stops in the middle of the concert and he says, there is no king but King Jesus. Boy, dude, he was a threat to a new world order, wasn't he? Big time. But he blew it. Nobody else blew it. Elvis blew that one because he sold out and he only lived out half his years.
He did.
As Scripture promises us. How many rockers only live out half their years because they choose to give their lives over to the cruel one, as Scripture talks about, instead of God? And when God takes it, he makes something out of it. Just think how many people in this world and how many people are touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ because of Elvis Presley. Even if Elvis did it inadvertently. Now, that's a whole other story. Everybody we talk about, folks, we've done our homework, our due diligence. We find out MLK. I mean, we can go down that line, but that's a different issue. Boy, speaking of a smart dude, MLK, he graduated college when he was what?
15, I think?
Yeah. More college.
Then he went to become a doctorate. I mean, he wins the Nobel Peace Prize. What was he, 28?
Yeah, for peace. Nobel Peace Prize has no credibility today.
Yeah.
When you begin to hand out Nobel Peace Prize to a guy like Obama, you just destroyed all credibility. And they have none anymore. Zero. They did that. But anyways, let's get back to the point here. You know what's interesting? Talking about never giving up and going on forward. Just think Obama only had to serve in Senate for 142 days before he became president. Isn't that a little odd, friends?
Not a bad game.
142 days.
And how he got into Senate is beyond me.
Boy, I do. Do you think it's controlled, or you think, boy, did the people get dummied down on that one? Or,
Alan Keyes, President Obama. Debate. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, that was like watching a college professor debate a kid that's not even in the elementary.
Yeah.
That's how terrible Alan Keyes intellectually did. And why the American people rolled over on that one. Well, we got it, didn't we? We shouldn't have rolled over on that one at all. What about E.E. Cummins? You ever heard of this guy? 15 publishers rejected a manuscript by E.E. Cummins when he finally got it published by his mother. The dedication printed in uppercase letters read, "With no thanks to." Followed by the list of publishers who had rejected his prized offer. Nice going, Eddie. Thanks for illustrating that nobody loses all the time. But you know what? He's probably a little bitter on that, right? But folks, this is the process of life. I mean, it's like people want to join the military. Let's go to the Marines for a minute. First thing you do is you get yelled off, get off the bus, put your feet in these little yellow shoes. And he says, where you have your feet right now implanted on those painted shoes, hundreds and thousands have gone before you, and they paid the ultimate price for you to serve your country. Now, do they get the uniform right away, or are they humiliated right away? Are they broken down right away? Yes, of course they're broken down.
Stripped of self, yep.
Yep, stripped of self in every sense of the word, and that's exactly what Scripture does, right? So you have to go through the process of basic training before you can graduate. And another one perfects you. You don't perfect yourself. But my point here is just staying the course for Christ to be glorified. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. And that's exactly right. You have to stay the course. Perseverance, by the way, friends. Perseverance means a continued state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. That's perseverance. Grace is the power to keep doing the right thing. And the state of glory is what God puts on you. You can't do that for yourself. I don't know who this is, but someone out there might. This guy was only a mediocre pupil in undergraduate studies and ranked 15th out of 22 students in his chemistry course. Louis Pasteur.
Oh, never heard of a vaccine? He's a pretty famous guy.
Aren't you smarter than I am?
No, you want to know, there's background to that. When I was a little kid, I think I was in first or second grade, my parents had these little storybooks they'd read me about people, great people, and I remember reading about him and the rabies and the dog that bit the kid, and then he developed a vaccine. That's how I know Louis Pasteur.
Oh, so you really did know him?
Yeah.
So, like, did you grow up in his state, too?
Or? Well, I'm part French, and so that gives me an advantage, because when I visit France, you know, a lot of my relatives are there.
Folks, again, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If we get a minute, we'll pick up these phone calls. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Do you think that was like a back end of the people waiting online?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be so friends. What duck walks on 2 feet?
Yeah. Is it proper?
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Is this what your bedroom sounds like at night? What if you could stop the snoring instantly without nose strips, mouth guards, or a procedure? Now you can with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is a patented liner for your pillow that's guaranteed to reduce you or your partner's snoring from the very first night. The secret is the soothing oils infused into Snorebreak that improve breathing while you're asleep. It's the same technology used in hospitals to stop snoring, available for your home for the first time ever. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable, and in the largest survey of its kind, Snorebreak reduced snoring for an amazing 74% of participants. For a limited time, you can try Snorebreak risk-free before it's in stores. Put an end to snoring. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5481. That's 1-800-475-5481. Call 1-800-475-5481.
Here, I got another one for you, and this one's awesome. It's just awesome. It's just absolutely awesome. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let's see if we can get some of these calls real quick here. Right after this. During the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, a 23-year-old man and 1,300 British Army troops walked right into an ambush. After 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British-American officers in that battle, this young man was the only one left on his horse. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet had touched him. Several horses had been shot from under him, but he had not been harmed. He said to his family, "By all powerful dispensations of providence, that being God, I've been protected beyond all human probability or expectation." 15 years later, an old Indian chief told this young man that he personally shot at him 17 different times without effect. Believing this young man to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at this young man. He told this young man, "I have traveled along in a weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I'm come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven who can never die in battle."
None other than...
That's awesome.
Who was that young man? Who is that young man? That was the first president of the United States, Mr. George Washington.
Amen.
Pretty awesome stuff.
If George Washington hadn't existed, we wouldn't exist. Look at how providential God is in all of his dealings in America, period. Every single thing you look back to historically, you can see God's fingerprint on it all.
Everything.
And you
hey,
can
your
also,
money, totally. Your civil buildings,
it's
everywhere.
All stone.
Yep.
And you can also see where man has intermeddled and how God has dealt by judgment for what man would not deal with in judgment. He is so faithful to 1,000 generations. This nation was born by the seed of God and those followers of God.
Well, just look at our veterans. If I had the 56 signers and the sacrifices that were bestowed upon the altar of freedom for me and you, incredible.
Yeah.
Most people would start crying. Well, what about modern day? You know, if you look at the founding forefathers and the veterans, they die to uphold. They fight and bleed and die to uphold the same Constitution that our forefathers established. Look at the price that they pay for the ratification of the Constitution. I'll never get off this, guys.
No,
it's just
no
like Spurgeon said, I'm going to talk about the blood every Sunday. God forbid that I ever forget about it.
Yep.
And it's the same thing here. We are a blood-bought nation. Let me take it a step further. What about this guy? Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. King James Version, of course. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from the prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, why sleep you? Rise up and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And while he spake, that's what King James says, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before him and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. He was delivered up by the hands of wicked sinners, that would be me and you, and he died the agony of the cross, the crucifixion for me and you. And he redeems us back unto himself. Is there a better story told to mankind but him who endured the cross for me and you? No, there's not. Absolutely, there is not.
It's the power that's released goodness throughout the whole world, period.
And the story. And that's
that
not churchy stuff. Hey, friends, if you're a first-time listener, I want you to go ahead and go on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I want you to take a look at us, because I'll tell you this. We're not religious guys. We're Christians. God looks at the heart, not the outward appearance. And he changes us from the inside out by the power of the Holy Ghost. And if he doesn't do that, then he's a counterfeit. But let me tell you something. Rest assured, he's not. He's alive forevermore. He answers when you call upon him in truth. But give him time, because he will answer. And when things begin to get worse and worse and worse in your life, only to show you who he is. See, what he does is he shows you who you're not to show you who he is. It's a transference of power. You must decrease that he might increase. And until you understand that process, you don't know of the Christ that I'm talking about. But every man and woman that I talked about today, from Florence Henderson to George Washington, they all understood the cross of Christ. Because without the cross of Christ, there is no victory. And that is real power and real salvation. Salvation means liberation from bondage. And it brings you to the promise. And what brings you to the promise? The Spirit of Christ. Because it is Christ and the heart of Christ that gives you the promise.
Yep. He's the one who is faithful. He that has begun a good work in you, who will also through you complete it. I'm thinking of Abraham, too, just as a story of perseverance. The guy's 75 years old. His wife's a little bit younger. He's promised to be an heir of God. God led him his entire adult life. And he said, I will give you a son, and your inhabitants, in other words, your seed, will be like the stars of the heaven.
Yeah.
So here's this guy persevering through the wilderness, through deserts, and into Egypt, and into foreign lands where his family's not. Think about that contextually, and then say 25 years he waited for this son to be his heir, and he finally got his son. So here's the end of the promise, but then God says, bring him and sacrifice him. So as he brings his son,
God was going for the heart, is what he was doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And to the natural mind, this is insane. First of all, it wasn't supposed to happen. He's 100 years old, and his wife gets pregnant. That's not very normal. But that's the end of the promise. And then he asks him to sacrifice his son. He willfully does it, and then God stops him just before he does, and he says, "Withhold your hand from your son. I will provide the lamb." Or Abraham turned and said, God provided the lamb. He sacrificed that lamb, gave Isaac, and because of Isaac, you all are listening to us right now, and that power of Christ established this nation.
Yeah. You know, did you know that the Bible talks about coffee?
Yeah.
Hebrews?
Hebrews.
Oh, that was bad.
That was really bad.
What
all
time,
because of Abraham.
What time was Adam created, Jake?
Just before Eve.
Yeah, you.
What does the Bible talk about baseball? This is all true.
In the beginning.
That's right. In the beginning. Get it? Get it? In the beginning. Right,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. All right. All right.
Fine.
All right. Oh. Wow. Where does the Bible talk about Honda?
Oh, the apostles drove a Honda.
Yeah.
It says in the book of Acts they were all in one accord.
That is so did you like have your husband record that before the show today, there, Carrie, or what? Because it sounds
that
just
took
like
me a
him.
Long time to find.
A lot. There's probably a reason it took you a long time to find that. Folks, did you know that Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper editor for lack of ideas? Disney also went bankrupt several times before he built his Disneyland. Folks, don't give up. Keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. Babe Ruth, considered by sports historians to be the greatest athlete of all time and famous for setting the home run record, also holds the records for strikeouts.
That's without steroids, folks.
Yes. The movie Star Wars was rejected by every movie studio in Hollywood before 20th Century Fox finally produced it. It went on to be one of the largest grossing films in the history of mankind.
So what Star Wars?
I remember back in 1977 driving by that movie.
That's when it was released?
Yeah, and the movie Jaws came out at the same time. And by the way, really? that movie made... Wow. That made or broke Steven Spielberg, Jaws. Mm. If you watch that movie now, which this stuff does happen, friends, that's another issue. There's something called, what's that documentary called, Jake? Jaws.
Oh, the shark is still working?
No. I'm not talking about the movie Jaws. I'm talking about the documentary Jaws. These sharks will jump up out of the air.
Oh, air Jaws.
Yes. If you have not seen that, friends, this is why people are disappearing, because these boys... These sharks can jump out of the water, go airborne, and grab stuff. So if you're wondering why people aren't coming back in their boats, sharks can jump that high. And they never had this on film in the history, I think up until about 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years ago. Maybe it was a little bit longer than that. But when they began to film these sharks, they were blown away that these sharks were jumping that high. Right? But during the movie Jaws, that movie made or broke Steven Spielberg,
that's right.
For those that didn't know. When General Douglas MacArthur applied for admission to West Point, he was turned down not once but twice, but he tried a third time. He was accepted and marched into the history books. He's the guy that says, never take counsel from your fears. After Fred Astaire's first screen test, the memo from the testing director of MGM dated 1933 said, can't act slightly bald, can dance a little. Astaire kept that memo over the fireplace in his Beverly Hills home. He probably went and got hair transplants as well. Folks.
Because he could.
Listen, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Cast not therefore away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And just remember, everybody that established this country paid the price by bearing their cross. And so should you. Look to your posterity, secondly, but look to Christ first and foremost. To get Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And, you know what? We didn't get any of the calls. Hello?
Sorry.
Hello?
You'll get a DVD.
Hello. We'll just send them out.
That's right.
Sporadically.
There you go.
320.
They're all yours.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.